Toyos. Let's go,
please. BlackAmericaWeb.com News.
A handful of NOPD detectives are being investigated for allegedly dropping the ball on a number of sex crimes cases, some involving kids.
Powered by News One.
Good morning. It is Thursday, November 13th, 2014. It's my big brother's birthday. Happy birthday, George Wilkes, and to Melody Talkington of Reach Media. It was a nerve-wracking seven-hour descent, but a miniature spacecraft drifted slowly onto the surface of a comet yesterday.
That's amazing, isn't it?
More than 300 miles away from Earth. This was on Wednesday morning, the first craft in history to land on a comet. That was so cool to me. The geek that I am, I couldn't get enough of watching that.
I couldn't either. What I did not hear. We always hear about comets on a fast track to crash into the crash into Earth and destroy us.
Yeah.
Is this comet on track?
That was a part of the discussion of how this, because it was moving so quickly
and will this spacecraft stop it from coming and destroying Earth?
That is the next question.
Or am I watching too many movies?
I think you are, but
I do watch a lot of stuff.
I know you do. And we've been watching you watch a lot of stuff, too. We talked about the settlement yesterday, and here it is. Yesterday, the family of the Dallas Ebola victim has settled with the hospital that treated him. The attorney said the Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital will pay an undisclosed sum to the relatives of Thomas Eric Duncan and create a charitable foundation in his name. The hospital has also apologized to the family members, says it will foot the cost of his treatment. That's nice. The health workers initially sent Thomas Duncan home with antibiotics, and this was when he showed up at the hospital's emergency room in late September with a fever, even after he has said to have told the staff that he had recently been in West Africa. Days later, he was taken by ambulance back to the hospital and diagnosed with Ebola.
Undisclosed amount.
What do you think, if you had to guess?
How many zeros? How many commas?
Yeah, I'm thinking a couple of commas.
A couple of commas
in there.
So that's seven figures?
Yeah.
Maybe eight figures?
It could be, but I'm thinking a strong seven.
Yeah,
this is the guy with the lime green jacket, right? And you know, Sybil had on lime green yesterday.
Sybil had a lime green jacket,
and it was very scary. Should have been, but it was.
I did not get it. our favorite friends at Walmart, they have revealed their Black Friday plans. Best Buy, of course, Target has. This was on Tuesday. Yesterday, Walmart revealed its plans for the busy Thanksgiving weekend, similar to two others. Walmart has a number of noteworthy deals in electronics, and they say at 6 p.m. local time on Thanksgiving Thursday includes a number of noteworthy deals on video games and others, including the Xbox One bundle for $320.
This is that time of year, please.
This is my favorite time of year to see him take a 60-inch
and
flat
try to
screen.
Put it in a Volkswagen. It is so much
a Kia. Try to get a 60-inch.
Oh, I love it. And then the little guy goes, "Sir, I've got to go back inside and wait."
Don't let it be cold.
Oh, I love it every year, man.
You have to let the top down.
Sir, I've got to go back inside.
Those are your headlines.
16 before the hour. This is the TJMS.